Jamaica set to enjoy another good winter tourist season. Increased investor interest in medical tourism and the Tourism Enhancement Fund to support training of workers in hotel construction. This is Tourism Roundup. Welcome and thanks for joining us. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil is optimistic about the country's prospects for the 2015-2016 winter tourist season, which started on December 15. Dr. McNeil says from all indications, Jamaica is set to record another successful season.
This winter, we expect to have over 60,000 more new seats coming into Jamaica. Amongst the 60,000 seats that we have, over 50,000 of them are out of the United States. And this is a positive.
Additional flights are also expected from several other countries, including Canada and the United Kingdom. The tourism minister says the unprecedented level of upgrading and development within the tourism sector over the last 2 years is another plus for the 2015-2016 winter season. 2,500 new hotel rooms are under construction and several properties have been upgraded in anticipation of the expected increase in visitor arrivals for the winter. Several investors have indicated an interest in establishing facilities and undertaking services linked to medical tourism.
There are a number of persons who are approaching us who want to build other facilities, who want to build facilities where persons can come down and receive operations. Already in discussions in terms of dentists, there are a lot of people, especially diaspora, who only get their dentists is in Jamaica. They travel to Jamaica and get their teeth done. And that's a form of tourism.
Dr. McNeil says the ministry has been involved in various projects geared at improving medical entities to facilitate medical tourism. He notes that the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, has been working with the Ministry of Health to upgrade health centers and hospitals in order to capitalize on prospective developments geared towards health tourism. In terms of the health and wellness market, Dr. McNeil says there's an enterprise team in place that is looking at prospects and opportunities for Bath Fountain in St. Thomas and Milk River Bath in Clarendon.
The waters of both of them are world-renowned, and the extent to which we can develop that and really capitalize on their potential is important to us.
In October, Hospital Montego Bay, the only private hospital outside of Kingston with an intensive care unit, was opened in Rose Hall, St. James. The $2.3 billion First World facility will be catering to the medical needs of both local and overseas patients. The Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, will be supporting training and certification of workers in hotel construction, as well as the hospitality sector. Dr. McNeil says the ministry is collaborating with the Ministry of Education and Heart Trust NTA to carry out the training. He says several hotel workers who are skilled in electrical work, masonry, and tiling usually lack formal training and certification, thus limiting their career prospects.
When they get the certification, they work on the sites, they get the experience. It's a global economy. So things that are happening across, whether it's the Caribbean or elsewhere, they are now trained and competent and experienced to assume those jobs too.
Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeil. To a place called Jamaica. And now for our No Jamaica feature. This week, we take a trip to the Castleton Botanical Gardens in St. Mary. Nestled in the hills of St. Mary, Castleton Gardens is a haven for nature lovers who want a cool, quiet place to relax. Added to the attraction is the cool Wagwater River, where visitors may have a swim. The garden, established in 1862, is home to several interesting plants. These include velvet apple, West Indian mahogany, and specimens of coffee. Let brotherhood unite us like and that's where we leave you on this week's program. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Tourism Roundup.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.